In the first reading today, from the book of Samuel, chapter 18, we have this story about David. It's about the war, it's about Absalom being killed, but the heart of the story is about David. David wept over the son who had rebelled against him and was trying to kill him. Think about that. You can see how throughout the history of Israel, there are people who are endowed in a very particular way with the resemblance to Christ. And they become, as it were, types of Christ. And here's one, weeping over those, his son, who wanted to kill him. And said, though we don't have it here, yes, if only I had died instead of you, Absalom. It's exactly what Jesus did. So it's a very powerful, meditate on that and see the what was moving in David's heart. Huh? What kind of forgiveness, what kind of concern for his own son, despite the rebellion and all that had preceded it, the gathering of the troops, the speaking against his father, if only I were king, this wouldn't be happening to you, and all the rest that we read about before we read this story. He participates in the reality of Christ. It was granted to him to anticipate and to show forth. And it still helps us, doesn't it? Jesus willingly died for us so that we would be free from sin. In the second reading, we have this famous text. It's in chapter 5 of St. Mark, where we have these two stories, one sort of inside the other. It may have happened that way, or it might be that Mark has another lesson he's teaching us by the way he structures them. The only point I want to talk about right now is this one, this last line. Daughter, your faith has saved you. Now, what kind of faith did she have? Well, it was bold, for one thing. She's a woman with a hemorrhage, shouldn't be touching anybody. She just reaches out because she says to herself, if I can just touch him, I'll be healed. Now, that's faith. You see, it's faith enough to have confidence. It's not just trust, you see. And then, of course, when the official hears that his daughter is dead, and they say, don't bother him anymore. I mean, she's dead. Jesus says, literally, don't fear, just believe. Now, what kind of an exhortation is this, or a description of this woman? What kind of faith is that? You see, it's far beyond sort of, I hope. This is grasping the true nature of Jesus and going against the obvious evidence. Jesus is the living Son of the living eternal God. And he always answers prayer, one way or the other. On this feast of St. Agatha, look at the confidence she must have had as a young teenager to face death, to be faithful to her commitment to Christ. Now, what is this like? You see, it's a yielding to the work of the Holy Spirit within us. To yield to the truth. Now, when everything's going fine, that's not so hard. We're still pretty sloppy about it because now everything's going well. We don't give God much thought, you know. then when everything's going poorly, oh, well, it's all my fault and it's all my sins and I should better not bother God now until I get straightened out. And that's failure in faith too. You see, what it's yielding to that tiny shred of evidence we have. We know that much, that Jesus is the Son of God and that he loves us, that he died for us and wants to share all the fruit of that act of love in which he died with us. That's what he wants to do. That's the fact. Now, access to that fact in a way that is moving us, see, comes through faith. We have to believe and say, this is true. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what the evidence is. This is true. Jesus of Nazareth is the eternal Son of God. And he loves me. He loves us. And you, my Lord, will care for me. And I can trust you. And as our life grows and we begin to grow more and more in that trust, the Lord gives us chances to trust him more and more. He's thrilled with that. And he can use that to build up souls all over the world. And so you see this twofold reality of faith. Whenever I read this, I think of us here receiving his body and blood. You know, Jesus said, who touched me? And the apostles say, Jesus, who touched you? I mean, look, there's a crowd all around you. They're bumping into you. They're all over you. I mean, what do you mean, who touched me? And Jesus is saying, you see, yeah, a lot of people bump into me, but somebody touched me. So we can say that about communion, right? Do we just bump into Jesus at communion, or do we touch him? Are we alive in faith when we come? Do we really touch him? Or is it just, you know, well, we bumped into him? And the difference is this faith. One of the reasons why the church has us take those centurion's words every day at the liturgy, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Just say the word and I'll be healed. Healed of whatever. Anger, fear, jealousy, sickness, whatever.